Well, it's a chilly Sydney evening, but perfectly clear here in Manly, a seaside suburb of Sydney, where the wedding of the year has taken place. Nicole Kidman is now officially Mrs. Keith Urban in a beautiful ceremony by all reports that's taken place in an old historic chapel and a very traditional Catholic ceremony. There were tears as both the bride and groom said their vows. And Nicole looked beautiful in a single-sleeved Balenciaga dress, and her bridal party, her sister Antonia, her daughter with Tom Cruise, Isabella, and her niece Lucia, all dressed by Balenciaga. The church was lit by candles, and there was a great round of applause. Keith did not even wait to be asked if he'd like to kiss the bride. He launched straight in. When Nicole arrived at the church ahead of the ceremony, her car was mobbed by well-wishers. There are about 500 well-wishers here outside the church. As well as that, of course, the media lurched in, and she looked relaxed and absolutely beaming. Her hair straight, not the ringlets we're used to seeing, and she was waving and clearly absolutely delighted to be here. The reception is now underway, and it's been a feast of entertainment, beginning with Hugh Jackman, who, of course, is a very dear friend of Nick's, and he's only just met Keith, but Keith Urban's favourite song is Tenterfield Sadler by Peter Allen, which, of course, Hugh Jackman performed in The Boy from Oz, and so he got up and performed it at the reception tonight, and again, tears aplenty. Then Keith performed, and he sang his hit song Making Memories of Us and dedicated it to his new wife. And right now, Neil Finn is on stage, and he's, of course, from Crowded House, and he's doing a few of the popular numbers there, including Fall at Your Feet. The entire reception venue is decorated in red because Nicole wanted it to reflect the colour of passion. There are red roses, red velvet curtains, chandeliers, and red and crystal candelabra on each of the tables. It's been described as looking like something from Moulin Rouge. Speaking of Moulin Rouge, Baz Luhrmann read one of the lessons during the ceremony from the Bible, but he says he didn't have a hand in designing the wedding. That was all Nicole's vision. This is set to go into the wee small hours of this morning here in Sydney. This is one wedding no one is going to leave quickly. They're definitely going to wait for the bride and groom to depart. But some heavy hitters in the audience, Russell Crowe and Naomi Watts are at the same table. Rupert Murdoch has a team of Fox bigwigs here. So it's a fairly high-powered set of proceedings. And then tonight, Nicole and Keith will spend their first night together as man and wife at her new home, her new waterfront apartment here in Sydney, before they jet off for their honeymoon on Tuesday. So that's where it's all at the moment.